This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding delegation-level talks with Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizzu at Male. Mr. Modi was earlier given a warm and colourful ceremonial welcome and guard of honour at the Republic Square. In a special gesture, the President of the Maldives received the Prime Minister at the airport. Mr. Modi said he is deeply touched by this gesture of President Muizzu. He said that India-Maldives friendship will scale new heights of progress in times to come. Earlier, a 21-gun salute was also accorded to Mr. Modi. In a welcome ceremony, Maldivian children also presented cultural programs. The Prime Minister also signed a visitor book at the President House. Talking to Akashvani, High Commissioner of India to the Maldives, G. Balasubramaniam, said that during President Muizzu's visit to India last year, the RuPay card was launched in the Maldives. Both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day following the ruckus created by the opposition over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 2 p.m. after the first adjournment, the opposition members continued with their protest, disrupting the proceedings of the house. BJP MP Jagdambika Pal, who was in the chair, appealed to the opposition members to go back to their seats and allow the house to function. Meanwhile, Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said that he should be allowed to speak on the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Bill 2024, which was moved for consideration and passing. Mr. Meghwal said that it is an important bill related to the interest of scheduled tribes, but the opposition members continued with their protest. Despite the repeated appeal of the chair, the opposition continued with their sloganeering, forcing the chair to adjourn the house for the day. Government has directed blocking of 25 OTT websites and apps showcasing obscene, vulgar, and in some cases pornographic content. The Ministry of Information and Broadcasting noted that some content on these platforms includes sexual innuendos and in some cases long portions of sexually explicit scenes. It also added that such content depicted obscenity and vulgarity in several inappropriate contexts. In Gujarat, as many as 185 people were granted Indian citizenship under the Citizenship Amendment Act CAA at a program held in Rajkot today. Minister of State for Home Harsh Sanghvi handed over citizenship certificates to the recipients, who were people displaced from Pakistan and settled in the districts of Kutch, Morbi and Rajkot. The minister assured the newly naturalized citizens of the government's full support and promised that they would be provided with the benefits of all relevant government schemes. During the ceremony, beneficiaries expressed deep gratitude to the government. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert over Odisha, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh and parts of Maharashtra for extremely heavy rainfall today. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall to continue over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Gangetic West Bengal and Jharkhand till the 28th of this month. Meanwhile, intermittent heavy showers have been lashing Mumbai and its suburbs since yesterday.
The Konkan area, Goa area and further the coastal Karnataka, Madhya Maharashtra, hot area, they will get extremely heavy rainfall. And we have issued red color warning for today, 25th and 26th July, because of the depression. The Arabian monsoon has been very active today and it will cause also heavy rainfall over Mumbai. And we have also kept Mumbai in alert.
Equity benchmark indices. The Sensex and Nifty closed in the red for a second consecutive session today, weighed down by mixed global clues. Investor sentiment remained subdued and continued selling by foreign institutional investors and lingering global trade uncertainties. In cricket, England were 299 for 2 in their first innings against India on day 3 of fourth test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Old Trafford in Manchester when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.